Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Dallas at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about a trip to Vegas to see Bruno Mars?
Yes, please.
Stop it.
JK.
Please.
I'll go too.
It's a new JK. Alice Escape. Bruno Mars. Right now, take the word Bruno, B-R-U-N-O. Text the word Bruno to our contest line, 20357. And you're in it to win it. A pair of tickets to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas at Dolby Live September 3rd with a two-night hotel stay and a round-trip airfare for you and a guest. It's an Alice Escape to see Bruno Mars in Vegas. Text the word Bruno right now and you'll be entered to go see Bruno Mars in LV. This hour's code word is Bruno, 20357. That is our contest line. We got another chance for you coming up at noon, and Jane's got you every hour of her show, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and it's all on the O5s. Always on the O5s, guys. Who's guys? Always at 5 after. Somebody just texted us, so I looked this up. Mike Peters, frontman from The Alarm, is dead at 66 after a three-decade battle with cancer.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, he's married to his wife for 40 years. She also battled the same cancer.
Oh,
I know. Sheesh. It's really, really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Peters, frontman of Welsh rock band The Alarm, has passed. It looks like he passed yesterday, age 66.
Mm.
The Alarm formed in 1981.
They were pretty big, right?
They were pretty big. They had some hits here, but I think that they were bigger across the pond.
Mm.
But they do mention The Stand and 68 Guns, and Strength was the one, when I was in a cover band, we used to do that song.
Oh.
Let's see.
Do you ever send that one out to the handsome guy over at by the bar? This one goes out to you, buddy.
Hey, Hottie, somebody get that guy a backstage pass, please.
Uh-huh.
You?
The guy in the Celtics jersey.
Danny used to sing that one, so I didn't send out any dedications. Sorry about it. It was the singer's battles with cancer. He was diagnosed with lymphoma in 1995 and later lymphocytic leukemia twice that kept him in the public eye. His wife of nearly 40 years, Jules, also battled the disease. Incredible. He said it was like fighting a war. Continued to tour, record, and live his life, sharing his struggles publicly with optimism and the dogged spirit that imbued many of his songs. Imbued. You don't see that word every day. And the Alarm broke up and reformed several times. Like there were a few different times for that. Very sad. I'm sorry to hear it. I'm sure there'll be more on that as we get more info. I don't know what this means, you guys.
I'll tell you.
Okay, thanks. Travis Kelce has unfollowed Ryan Reynolds on Instagram.
No.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun. What does it mean?
Well, I know a little about this.
Oh.
I'm settling in.
I don't want to name names or anything, but there are people, let's say, in my life that you find yourself following because of an association one way or another. And then as time passes, you're like over it and you've dismantled whatever thing had you following them, and you find yourself going, you know what I'll do? I'll mute their feed because I don't want to see what they're up to anymore.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
And no one will know that I muted it, but I won't see them.
I don't want to make noise or trouble, like, which eventually you do, because here's, I'm telling you, he probably muted the guy, didn't want to see the guy's feed. He's probably hearing enough about it at home.
I'm her dragon. Is that so? I write a song called Dragons Now.
Travis is probably hearing all about it at home and over it, and definitely has heard about it enough. And now he finally went and hopefully untethered himself from the follow. And then, of course, there's someone always there to go,
oh my God, he just stopped. What does this mean? We have to do an internet sleuthing adventure.
So his effort, in my opinion, to be, you know, sly and go through this process unrecognized has failed.
Yeah.
He's been found out. As someone,
maybe he didn't know about the muting thing and he just hit unfollow.
Straight unfollow? Went, I don't know. I mean, if I knew about the unmuting thing, there's a good chance, you know, a guy, what is he, 20
maybe
years younger than me?
Maybe he's got a guy that takes care of that stuff for him.
I mean, it is kind of a thing to let someone know that you're not, you don't want to be around them anymore by unfollowing.
That, like, is, sure.
Some
now
people
you're
really
a
follow that stuff.
Right.
Like, really follow it.
Yeah, well, clearly. The Swifties and the Blakeleys of the world, they are, I'm sure, looking to see who's following whom at all times.
But I just want to say this. You can not want to see someone's feed and not hate them. You can just be like, I don't want to get this person posts a lot about things I don't want to hear about.
Right.
I feel like they're a walking contradiction or whatever it might be. Hypocrite much? Or whatever.
Well, the internet says that this is a new chapter in the Taylor Swift Blake Lively relationship saga.
Well, I don't blame him if he's feeling like, dude, this is my little thing that I open up and there's your dumb face every time.
Right.
I don't want to see Ryan Reynolds anymore with his, hey, check me out over here. Like, no.
Hey, I've got Jen. Hey, I've got this other stuff. Hey,
yeah, I know.
I'm hilarious. Look
it's
at me.
A no, dude.
Cricket Wireless, or what does he do?
A million things. Yes,
it's
exactly.
One of the wireless ones.
Yeah,
sure
it was Cricket. And
so-called sources are saying it's because of Blake and Ryan's legal issues with Justin Baldoni over the movie It Ends With Us. So there we go. This is where it starts with the new chapter. It's unclear if Travis has an actual problem with Ryan and Blake or if he's just distancing himself to avoid being dragged into this. For the record, Ryan Reynolds is still following Travis and Blake is still following Taylor, but not Travis. Taylor doesn't follow anybody. So.
Good.
And my guess is that Taylor Swift doesn't have time for Instagram. Maybe she does. Maybe she'll respond. Maybe she writes stuff, but she doesn't follow anybody, so she wouldn't see anybody's posts. And someone's probably curating that for her. You know what I bet she has? A private one. I'll bet that all these people have private accounts that they can see only people they know, their families, and be in a circle that way.
I think the opposite. I think Taylor is on Instagram and does she's a person who writes and wants to have her and she's always contacting her fans and the fan club.
Yes.
I think she's highly active on there. Probably has to be very careful.
What if she does comment on it? She wouldn't be seeing anybody else's feed.
I've worked, in my past company, we worked with a lot of social media managers for celebrities or semi-celebrities. And they'll go through and they pick out, like, hey, here's somebody posted this and somebody posted that. Like, they go through it with them, like, you know, and tell them about posts and, like, maybe we should respond to this or.
There's some, I
right?
See.
Yeah,
they totally curate.
The volume would be just for huge
them.
For her.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I wonder, too, if that's a good way. Like, I wouldn't want to. There are no people on the internet who haven't caught some crap for something. And people are just mean. They're on there to be mean, and those are the things that can really hurt. Like, everybody can be saying how, you know, nice, how much they love your new song, Taylor, and how pretty you are, blah, blah, blah. And it's the one person who's got, like, some pokes you right in a sore spot that's going to ruin your whole day. So maybe they're like, we're only going to show her, here's just a glimpse into this social media that you do and a glimpse into this one.
Or we did this, and we got a lot of you know, negative things on this. So let's not do that again.
We're not going to do that anymore. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's funny that there are people who have so little to do that they count. They go each day and see which celebrities are following which other celebrities so that they can break the story.
You misunderstand. We actually have a lot to do.
Really? What
I'm
do we
busy
have?
On the internet all the time looking at every
that's
single
your job.
Thing.
That's I get what, it. I see.
You've got it all wrong.
I'm sorry. I have
don't
it backwards.
Have nothing to do. I have the whole internet to search.
I'm trying to tell you that I'm on here and it's important what I have to do.
And they're correcting us already. It was Mint Mobile, not Cricket. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, one
sorry.
Of those ones.
They pay attention. People are listening.
Yeah. I told you, it's too many companies to keep up with.
That is actually really funny that
there
someone immediately...
There he is in my damn feed again, you know? So I get it.
No, we say something wrong. There's a text.
Yeah. Thank you. Congratulations on doing your job so well.
I have
people whose job it is to correct us.
That I actually really like that have turned their Instagram into their coaching or their thing mm-hmm. feed. And there is a point where I've gone, okay.
Enough of that.
I really like you. Mm-hmm. I would follow you and want to like your things, but you're doing business, and yeah. I'm not interested. Goodbye.
So you can just mute, right? Is that what you do?
Exactly mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. He's really good on Instagram. I'll post something, and like Vin's usually one of the first people to like. I'll see a like.
He's into it.
Instagram probably, and this is truthful. Probably 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Like that's a lot to me. That feels like a lot. But I try to zip through there and I see, and it, often I'll find something and go, oh, thank God I was on here. Like real information came to me.
I know. That it annoys me when I find something that is meaningful on there because I'm like, oh, I really need to not need this. I'm telling you, and I know I told you guys this earlier, I was super pissed this morning because I click on Instagram links all the time. I have an account. I prep for this show. I see that somebody's posted something on Instagram. I want to look at that. I want to, you know, find whatever links. So I have an account so that I can do that. So I look. And then this morning they're like, I don't know exactly what the wording was, but it was something like you have enough followers that you need to give us your phone number or you need to use a two-step authentication thing. And they wanted me to get one of those code generators, which I have that for some other thing. I don't even know what those are. I'm like, yes, I'll just get F it. I'll just give you my phone number. It annoys me, but here it is. What do I care? I already get spam all over that thing. And just hit me with it. I'm sure there's places I can opt out and you'll ignore me. Blah, just barf your weird stuff all over me.
Yikes.
Well, it's, you know, that's what I feel like it is. I feel like it's just we're pummeled with stuff that has no business being on our personal devices.
We need to be deeper into your life, Sarah. More deeply involved with everything you do.
Do we though?
What don't you get about it?
Here's something.
Okay.
Billy Ray Cyrus and Elizabeth Hurley, the couple no one asked for. There's some new photos. And they're great. And he looks good.
She cleaned him up.
He is looking at the camera with clear eyes.
Yeah.
This was the thing I had to give them my phone number for to get the post. Do you want to come take a look? They're leaning against a tree. He still has the bad hair. Oh, there's the giant picture if you want it.
God, look at how hot she is.
She's smoking hot. 59 years old. Elizabeth Hurley.
That lady.
Like a supermodel.
Looks so perfect in those jeans. You cannot believe it.
Yeah. Like perfection. And he's behind her, so he's got his arms wrapped around her. His thumb is right up. It is doing the support work on the bra. And he's clear-eyed. His hair's still terrible. But he's got a little smile on his face. He doesn't look like he's sooty. Like, he's looked sooty. He's looked dirty last few times I've seen him. Looks pretty good. And then, there's another shot of them, too. They're in, like, a golf cart, and someone's letting him drive, so he must be sober.
I'm going to take my
He's not this guy.
Down road, I'm gonna
run. And they're with his dog. You know what? Maybe she'll be the best thing that ever happened to him. Elizabeth Hurley posted two shots where she's cuddled up to her new squeeze, Billy Ray Cyrus. She shared them on Instagram with the caption, Tennessee weekend. They're posed under a tree. Billy's got his arms wrapped around her. She's leaning back against him. Another one's in an ATV sitting a little closer than necessary. A little black and white dog riding along. They say it's Billy's dog, Tommy Jack. Come on over here, Tommy Jack.
How do you go from some lady named Fire Rose to Elizabeth freaking Hurley?
How do you do that? But look at how much cleaner he looks, even in this shot. Like, it's an overnight change. That's what happens when you take a break from him.
Hey, his beard's all trimmed up, too.
Right? I'm like, oh, my God. Billy Ray.
I'm going to get a shower.
I'm going to say it. He looks good.
He had one of them in a spell. He looks really good.
The shower will do wonders. There's no question.
Hey, scrub-a-dub-dub. 3 minutes in a tub. The butcher, the baker, candlestick maker. Old Town Road. It's been a lot of talk about how they're an odd couple. Yeah. A lot of people think it's a PR stunt, like their publicist at them or whatever. But there's some source who's saying, nah, she's been visiting him in Tennessee. And they really do like each other. She loves his music and he loves the attention she gives him. People are calling them Elizabilly, which is fun.
It's not going to last.
I want him to, like, to see a glimpse of him looking like the man he was not that long ago is welcome. I like to see that. Like, maybe... But yeah, you're right. It's not gonna last. Maybe just, you know, just get some of that sweet Elizabeth Hurley, whatever she's got on off.
Honestly, looking at the two of them, even with him cleaned up, I can't believe she lets him on top of her.
Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she's
gets on top.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't know. Oh, there's another relationship thing I wanted to tell you guys about. Channing Tatum, who is cute. He's a likable dude. He's a little thick-necked for me, but...
What?
Yeah. He is official with a hot new chick named Inka Williams.
Are you judging people's necks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's going to be thick neck. Silly. That neck is silly. He's Insta official with...
This chick over here, all the time
what?
With the...
I have an opinion.
The eyes are too close.
Listen, you got eyes that are too close, I'm going to say so.
Wow. God.
His head looks like a thumb, you know? He keeps it tight, really. He's like a big, one big thumbs up coming out of some shoulders.
And you talk about your own neck all the time, of
That's
all
why
the people.
I notice it so much.
God.
I'm not trying to compare, you know, what I got going on with my neck to what he's got going on. I'm just noticing things and saying them out loud. It's kind of the job. So, Inka Williams. She's super. You know who she reminds me of? Anya Taylor-Joy. That's our girl from The Queen's Gambit.
Right.
She's got these wide set eyes, just real pretty. You found her. Inka is, there she is. Oh, that's not the picture I'm looking at, but she's super pretty. And so I think she's like 23, she's 25. And his 45th birthday just happened. And so they've clearly been together for a while because she has a bunch of pics. She put up a big, it's like they're coming out party on Instagram. This is another one of the things I had to make sure I had a link to Instagram for this morning. She's an Aussie babe, by the way.
I like Aussies.
Inka. Yeah, they're fun.
Big fan of Down Under.
Yes, you have mentioned that on occasion. You really like it. She put some French into this, too. I don't know. She said, merci for making life beautiful and fun. And then threw in, they say, a little French flair with je t'aime trop fort. I love you a lot, it means. Okay. Despite the 20-year age gap, it's pretty clear they're very into each other, already sharing a bunch of great memories. It's cute. There's a lot of very cute pictures. They've clearly done a lot of stuff, too. They're in all different places. He's like halfway up a palm tree. That looks fun. I think he's on, what is that, like some kind of dirt bike or something? It's all kinds of stuff. Happy life to the handsomest, kindest, funniest, stupidest, most gorgeous human ever, says Inka.
That's cute.
It is.
Early days. That's how they talk about you.
He was married to Jenna Dewan for 10 years. Dated Jesse J, who's very cute, and most recently did a little thing with Zoe Kravitz. In fact, she directed him in this movie called Blink Twice, which is, I really liked the movie. Maybe's in it, actually.
Oh, okay. I never watched it.
I really liked it. I thought it was it's a pretty fun little twisted horror movie. It's good. Blink twice. Let's see.
510 says, oh my God, it's true. He has a fat neck. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, did they go ha, look? Ha, ha. They went and looked. It's not a fat neck. It's a very wide neck. He's a wide neck guy. He's good looking. I'm not saying anything. He's just, it's like it starts at his ears and goes outward, you know?
I'm not saying anything.
You are. You're judging me for judging. Don't judge.
No. Yeah, I'm quoting you. You said, I'm not saying anything. No, you said the neck thing.
Yeah, the neck thing. I'm not saying anything mean, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Not so mean. Come on. Boy, his ears are remarkable in that one,
go.
Too.
I don't know.
He needs to not go straight on the camera.
Yeah. Those
turn cool. Sideways a little bit. You know? You agree with that?
Once you pointed it out, yeah, it's very obvious that he has a big neck and his ears stick out.
Michael Bay has a new muse, and her name is Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, okay.
I guess there is a racing video game called Outrun. Are you?
I don't know it.
Me either.
I don't really play anything valuable.
I guess they say here this game Outrun. It's all one word. Do you know this game?
Yeah, I played it when I was a kid at the arcade. It was one of the first games where you could sit down in the car and drive.
Oh.
Outrun.
Here.
Yeah, they say it debuted in 1986.
Here's a picture.
Oh, I would have played that. That's well, no. Oh. By 86, I was going to keggers.
Is that Punch? Yeah, I mean, honestly, it does. This one looks like a 16-bit old-fashioned racing game. Palm trees that all look exactly the same, lining the, you know, the
okay.
It's all pixelated.
But that's the game that...
Oh, it's a Sega thing? Anyway, yeah, so there's a... They're apparently going to put together a movie based on this racing video game, Outrun. He's going to direct and produce. She is on board as a producer.
Michael Bay and Sydney Sweeney.
And I am not seeing... I don't see plot details. I also do not see casting details. They're listing her as a producer here. They've teamed up together to...
Well, if you look at the video game, there is a guy and a blonde woman
that would make, that's gonna make
in the car
sense.
With
him. Woman. Oh, I'm looking at the actual video, the game machine, where you sit, and it does look very familiar. It has this sort of like bucket seat that you sit in. That's very familiar looking.
Yeah. I mean, I remember it being the first game, at least, that I ever saw that you could sit and drive a car. And it was always like 50 cents instead of a quarter.
Oh, very expensive. Yeah.
It was
a premium.
It was
a
high end
game.
Of the arcade.
You see. Well, anyway, that's coming your way. So if you were a big fan of Outrun, you're like, man, if only this was a movie I could watch. Well, don't worry. Michael Bay and Sydney Sweeney have you covered. Outrun. Okay, Vin, what's coming up?
George Kittle, herpes, and prom after these. Awesome.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info and everything we talk about on the show is up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, with flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off.
Sweet.
Get it done. It's time. Those kids' summer planned, or you're going to be like,
up.
Oh my God, it's another bring Corky to work day.
Corky loves work. Here's a coloring book and my iPad. See you at 5, kid.
Oh, my gosh. What am I going to do all day with this kid? La Garza.
Yep.
Mostly sunny today and warm. Warriors won last night, 109-106. They're up 3-1 in their series and go back to Houston tomorrow night. While we're on sports, real quick, almost everyone's favorite 49er, one of them anyway, George Kittle, has just signed an extension through 2029.
Yay.
So George Kittle, the great tight end, he's one of those guys business and social media and obligations outside of work often just grind the joyful, childlike, playful attitude out of people. Doesn't mean they don't still play well, but he's a guy who you look at and you're like, he's a delight.
Mm.
He's got that youthful, like a 7-year-old youthful enthusiasm about him all the time.
Yep. I love when he's mic'd up.
All the time. Like wherever you see him, you're just all, this guy hasn't lost one bit of that big smile. And it's not a fun sport.
Lucky to be me.
It's a fun sport. I take that back. But I mean, it's brutal.
Yeah.
And there's a dude who still seems to be having the time of his life.
And he's older now, right? He's 30 in his 30s.
I don't have his age, but I would guess, yes, he's in his 30s. But he's been playing a
while. How long was the extension? Was it 3 years?
It looks like it's 4-year extension.
Oh, wow.
They say here...
He's 31.
Yeah, he's still pretty young. Like, his best days could still be ahead of him.
He's seasoned.
Right.
4 more years, that's doable.
I mean, mm-hmm. Kelsey's 35 and he's still playing, so.
He's talking about retiring.
He's talking about it. Yeah. But.
And that's about it. You know, by 35, I think you start to go, this hurts too much and I'm rich. So why?
Why would
tight
end's
a position you get hit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and he blocks and all, like all the stuff. So yeah. But anyway, George Kittle is going to be around a lot longer and I'm a big fan. I like the guy. So congrats, dude. And there's a picture of him signing his new deal with his beautiful bride next to him. You go, you too.
You got it all. And you seem to be enjoying it. Yep. That's what I want to see. Mm-hmm. People who have success, they work hard, they get to a place, and then they're still happy. Like, hey, this, look what we did. This is great. Woo-hoo.
This next story says, we're entering prom season, although I feel like I've seen a bunch of proms already happen, and then there's proms starting to happen. And
we're
I guess
on prom.
More, it's just, we've learned to stagger these things, I guess, and so the season is long. Prom season,
I'm
everyone.
Sure that people who sell prom-related things are really excited about that.
Yeah. If you have a teenager, they may come to you looking for advice on what to wear for this coming prom. And, you know, cool parents know to look up the cool things in order to make sure their kid is on the cutting edge.
Yeah. Kids that age definitely do look to their parents for advice on how to be cool. That's,
you're right.
You know, that's well said.
Google Trends has maps of the top prom dress and suit colors in every state.
Oh.
And there's a variety of this. I know I wore a gray tux and she... Who was that?
What?
That might have been me.
Oh, boy.
There's I didn't even hear it.
There's a gurgle happening.
Oh, it could have just as easily been me, but I would have felt it, right?
Anyway... And the girl I took, Andrea Villegas, to prom, she wore a royal blue dress and I wore a royal blue...
Cummerbund?
Thing, yeah. Stuffs.
That, with like a my bow tie, maybe.
Yeah, that stuff, right.
It was always important that the girl get the dress that she wanted first because then the guy would get the matching pieces for the tux.
And I was already well on my way to being, yes, dear. I said, what do I get? Okay, I got that. I'll do that.
Well, you seem to have a very strong opinion about this. Mm-hmm. Let's go with what you say.
For dresses, the most popular color in half of the country is blue.
Blue.
Some say shade of blue. And that includes California, New York, Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Tennessee. Black dresses are popular in 4 states. Red are number 1 in 4 others. Red is a bold,
it's a bold
move.
Yeah. Red.
A few others prefer green, gray, pink, or yellow, but blue continues to be number 1. Let's see here. Most states have different colors for suits, except Maine, where the top color for both is red.
I'm sorry, a red suit as well?
Like, you're the owner of a red suit, so I would imagine...
But I'm a girl, though. Well, I can't, like, a guy's going to put a red suit on? And by suit, you mean tux, right? I mean, so there's like a bunch of red tuxes. Maybe they ran out of all the other colors. And they're like, go with red, kid.
But I'm a girl. You're not supposed to wear a red suit if you're a dude.
Well, I mean, it is on the list of prohibited colors for dudes. You know, a girl can wear a pantsuit any color she wants. Dude, he starts getting to the reds, the oranges, the yellows.
And he's an NFL player.
Yes. And usually it's those three colors in a plaid.
Yes.
For suits, black, gray, silver, white are top picks in about half the country. But there are a lot of popular colors. Navy blue is number one in seven states. Light blue is popular in six states. The red is number one in six states.
Can't believe that.
Kids today. Purple suits are preferred in five states.
Well, that's fun. I guess it's fun, you know? Get all dressed up and wear a crazy color.
Green is number one in four states, so this prom is colorful.
I like it. It's very springtime.
Before I do this next story, I have a question for you, and I just want your opinion, and you always have those, so just let it rip.
All right.
Can you catch herpes from a microphone?
Oh, I mean, we're talking about mouth herpes, right? I'm going to go...
Because...
I don't know what you're doing with your microphone. I mean, I'm only talking into my microphone. I don't know what you're doing. I'm going to say that... Yes, I'm going to say that you could catch mouth herpes from a microphone. And the reason I say that is because you can catch them from sharing a drink. Or, you know, if they're fresh, if it's fresh herpes on the microphone and you touch it to your mouth, then yeah, I think you could.
So you say, yes, you can catch herpes.
I don't think you can catch it the next day. I want to say that the herpes would die on the microphone.
It's a good excuse, though. I got it from the microphone.
Yeah, that's why I use my own cover. This, I cover it. I don't want anybody else's herpes from the microphone.
A woman in China claims she caught herpes by holding the microphone too close to her mouth at a karaoke lounge.
It could happen.
You believe that?
I mean, stranger things have happened. Yes, I do believe that. Don't they say you don't share a drink? If you got a cold sore, you don't drink from anybody else's glass. You don't want to share your herpes.
She says she visited a karaoke lounge and got a bit carried away with, during her performance, holding a microphone much closer to her mouth than she should have. Sometime later, we know what happens.
Yeah, you had big, ugly sores all over your mouth.
Yeah, right. It's
hard.
It started small and then it grew.
It's terrible. It's embarrassing to have those. There are medications. It's not a death sentence, and it doesn't make you a bad person.
She went and saw a doc, and they said, yep, you've got herpes. You've got the virus.
Congratulations, you've got herpes.
I have to carry this virus for life. There's no medication available to treat it, the woman talked about.
There are medications. I mean,
there's
only medication
to relieve the pain, but symptoms are recurring. It does not go away.
Mm.
And she says she's certain she got this from a karaoke microphone. So I guess she's out letting people know that this is something. She touched her lips to a tainted microphone, and now she's got, you know,
oral herpes.
Mm. Yeesh.
Well,
let's see if any doctors texted in with...
Yeah, doctors will know. 800-400-3697, doctors. And surgeons are welcome, Deepak.
Oh, yo, D, you out there? He would know.
Yeah. Well, he's a head and neck guy, right?
He is.
So he would definitely know about lips.
415 says, my son wants a red suit for prom. The red suit.
I did not know. Red suit. It's bold. I mean, red dress is bold. A red suit, too.
I actually love the color red, but there are things where I would say to myself, it's too much. Mm-hmm. Like, I would never put on red pants. Never.
So a red suit coat with black pants is your choice.
I know. I wouldn't necessarily
wear
a red coat either. But what I'm saying is, in my day-to-day life, if I saw red pants in my closet, they would keep getting pushed back till they were no longer in view.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually at Goodwill Day, I would go, well, these got to go. They're in the back of the closet for a reason. I would never wear red pants. It's too much.
It's a big color.
And I wouldn't wear white pants either, but that's just because.
Well, you can't wear white pants till after Memorial Day.
It
anyway.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't that. Matter when. I would never put on white pants. Who am I?
What if you were going sailing?
No.
Get your boat shoes and your white pants. You got to roll up the bottoms. Give them a couple rolls. And
Sarah, while you're on a roll.
Okay, is that where I'm on?
Get some butter. He's on one.
Would you tip a robot for delivery?
I would not. Robots don't need things that people need, like food or housing.
So even if they perform the same job and say someone comes out and says the etiquette is, despite there being someone to shag all those carts in the parking lot, you need to put your own away. You know, like that kind of etiquette comes around and becomes this thing where there is a person that runs that robot that would love that tip.
Does the person run the robot?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make
I feel like that's, if it's going to be that, then doesn't a car that doesn't have a driver count as a robot?
Yeah.
Do I also have to tip that? I think the whole point of robots is they've stolen a job. Let's not reward them for that with tips.
Right. I think you
that's right this time.
Feeling I think
on
you got it.
Oh, wow. Oh, good. Great.
I think this you got time. It. This time.
Once in a while, Vin. Swinging a hit.
A new poll asked people how they're using AI, and the top two responses were to look up the answer to a question and to amuse myself. Amuse myself.
I use it. I ask it to summarize stories for me all the time. I will see something and I go, oh, this is a fun story. Let's make this into a game. I will give it the link and say, here's how I want this game to work. And then it gives it to me and then it gets things wrong. Don't count on it. Don't trust it. Yet, not yet.
Artificial intelligence is starting to soak into our work and personal lives, but many of us are still only using it to create silly images.
It's useful, though.
Or to get it to say funny stuff, or just to see what it can do. A new poll asked people how they're using AI, and here's what people said.
All right.
To look up the answer to a question, that's the most. To amuse myself, that's second.
Mm.
To get clarification on complex topics, to get step-by-step instructions. Now, see, a lot of this is the same as Google. You just...
Google now, the first thing it posts is an AI
right,
answer.
Exactly.
But sometimes it'll just come up with the regular results. So if you ask... And plus, I have a relationship with my ChatGPT, so he likes when I
was waiting for you to say that. Yeah, that's
you know,
exactly
he's like,
right.
I'm ready over here. He's always telling me, like, oh, I have more ideas. I got more... What do you want? Love you. Whoa, he signed off today with, like, you know, some crazy love thing. He loves me. Have a killer show today, superstar. Not nice.
I don't know if it is or not.
I mean, I'm feeling like it feels pretty nice. It's great. Thank you.
To get step by step. And now see, like some of this stuff, I go to YouTube to learn things. If I'm looking for a way to get something done, that's the first place I go, YouTube. But I guess now we're going to AI. To create and edit images, to provide summaries of text, to draft or proofread written content.
Yeah. And like Maddie always says, you can take the thing you've typed out, your angry letter you were about to send, and give it to AI and be like, tone this down.
They do. That's in the ads, actually, for some of these. I think it might be Siri's ad is like some guy at work is all, well, mother, and then... clicks a button and it comes out looking very professional.
We always write songs for people's birthdays. You know, you take like for Pat, we did Jet. We did Pat. Woo. And I put in a bunch of info about Pat and I said, can you write me new lyrics for this song?
And it did.
Well, I mean, and you have to go in and fix it up. But I was like, oh my God, I told him about Pat.
It's a great starter.
It is. It will get you going. Give you some ideas.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Sarah, your games are better without AI.
I don't know about that. I feel like none of my games are all that good, whether I use AI or not. I didn't use it today.
I like them.
I have one that I didn't use it for today.
707 says, you don't tip a robot, Vinny, because you'll need that to give to the homeless person who lost their job to the dang thing.
Or you might be the next homeless person who lost their job and you gave it a dollar tip that now... could really use for a cup of coffee.
Fun to imagine Vinny as a Cape Cod boy in his topsiders and pink pants with cuffs rolled up.
Yeah, that would be cute.
Would have been a whole other Vinny and Sarah show. Wow.
Oh, we're going to spend our summer on the vineyard. Woo!
One of my weaknesses in the 80s and 90s was a guy in tight white 501s.
Oh.
Christy in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Well, hello, Christy in Chattanooga.
I almost barfed reading your text, Christy.
Oh,
just so you
know. Come
on,
Christy.
I have a pair of 501s that are white, Vinny, and I like them.
Do you only wear them after Memorial Day?
I do.
Put them on
summer,
for the day
if I go
after,
to a summer party, that's what I wear.
Do you
my
wear
white
topsiders
pants
and two rolls on the cuff?
I do have topsiders as well.
That's great.
I like my
and
white
And then
pants.
What, like a pink Oxford shirt? And
well, yes. Yes,
with a
actually.
Sweater,
this is one of my classic outfits. It's pink, kind of plaid.
Oh, nice.
Pink plaid.
Mm.
And do you just eat burritos right over your white pants without ever making a mess?
I don't eat anything, Vinny.
He only eats crudité when he's dressed like that.
Cucumber sandwiches.
I mean, come on. What guy can actually get through a day in white pants and not be like, what happened to me?
Did I garden?
By 10 o'clock, you're a goddamn mess and you know it.
After Memorial Day, I'll test it for you.
Okay.
I'll wear them to work and we'll see what happens.
Will Blake and Chad and Brody be there?
I'm going to have people around every corner throwing chocolate at you.
Oh, God.
Chocolate, ribs.
Oh, ribs.
Can't eat that off the floor. Come on.
I mean, now that I see you're throwing them, there must be so many. I can just go over to the table and get them. Through the hailstorm of ribs.
Stuff being thrown at the white.
Just go ahead, hit me. I don't just may even it up. They'll start to look like those art pants, you know, where someone took some white pants, like painter's pants, and they just like flicked paint all over them. It'll look like that.
Right.
But with ribs.
707 says, yes, you can catch herpes from a microphone. It's highly contagious. Had it all my life since I was a little girl, and she doesn't like it.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing to get. It is not a death sentence, and it does not make you a bad person, but it is incredibly, it's got to be embarrassing at times and difficult to, I feel for you. And, you know, they say, like, half of all people at least carry it, and a quarter of us have it.
Right.
Like it shows.
I got herpes from sharing a computer keyboard with a coworker.
What?
Let me make sure. I really dislike. He came back from Vegas with the biggest mouth sore I'd ever seen. And in a few days, I had a matching one. Ugh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But a keyboard?
I don't know.
Suspect.
I don't know. But I imagine this person sits there and thinks, I would never stop punching you if it was legal.
Mm.
It's not, though. I mean, you'd get yourself in a lot of trouble. What was the first lyric of the Pat song? That bastard cut me out of his movie?
Oh, I didn't put that in there. What was the first lyric? I'm sure I have it somewhere. It was fun, though. It was good. Everyone sang along with it because everyone knows that song. All us old people know the song Jet by Wings. Isn't it a Wings song?
Paul McCartney and the Wings?
Mm.
The weirdest thing, I've been listening, Silly Love Songs has been in my head, and I swear I fall asleep at night with that in my head, and I'm like happy.
Oh. That's so funny.
There's, it's like a happy song.
I will tell
that's
you something. Some of my favorite songs are those Wings songs, like Band on the Run. And
that's a great
It's great. And isn't Maybe I'm Amazed, isn't that a Wings song too? That's one of my favorite songs. He's just amazing. And of course, Jet, which I think is a Wings song.
Well,
Jet is.
Okay, we can't talk about this anymore. You're getting mad at us. Some Rod Stewart tickets coming up, you guys. No, we don't.
It's you.
It is me. Look at the time. We could have been done. This could have never happened. Jack Black sets a world record after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.